Evening, welcome to the Derby debrief from Rams TV, live from Pride Park Stadium. Owen Bradley with former Derby captain Sean Barker alongside, as always. Derby have booked their place in the last 16 of the Bristol Street Motors Trophy tonight. A 3-0 win over Fleetwood Town. The Rams were the better side, but got a couple of late goals to really pad the scoreline out. James Collins with a brace, 5 in the competition this season now, top scorer in the EFL Trophy. And Tyrese John-Jules with his second goal in as many Tuesday nights for the Rams. Some reaction to come from the camp. We'll start, as always, with the thoughts of Sean Barker, who watched Derby do their job tonight, I guess.
Yeah, I thought they were comfortable throughout. I think the scoreline reflects the game. For long spells in the 45 minutes, we dominated, had a lot of possession, got into really dangerous areas and probably didn't make the most of those situations. And we had a 10-minute period at the end of that first half where Fleetwood just started getting into the game. They got a little bit of rhythm. We took our foot off the gas. Vickers made a huge save when it was at 1-0. Went in at half-time, and then it was about whether we could pick up the pace. We started a little bit slower, but as soon as we got into that rhythm again, we created chances, we created opportunities. There was some numerous standout players on the pitch, and we progressed comfortably. So I think the manager will be happy. I think the players will be happy. Collo obviously gets another 2 goals, which is great for him. And obviously John-Jules coming on the pitch and getting his second in as many games is a probably a huge relief for him with his injury troubles. So all in all, a perfect evening.
I'm sure the boss is happy, but we didn't speak to him tonight. We spoke to assistant Richie Barker. Here's his reaction.
I thought the first half was arguably as good as we've been. And in fairness, you know, off the back of the recent league results, that's some statement. So disappointing that we didn't go in more goals up. I thought we could have made the evening a little bit more comfortable for ourselves, but very pleased with everybody's contribution. And obviously, like I say, winning's a habit, and we've continued that habit and through to the next round.
Good night for your strikers. James Collins loves this competition at the moment.
Yeah, we were saying that to him on the bench when he came off. Look, as a striker, doesn't matter what competition it is, doesn't matter who you're playing against, goals are goals, and it's a good habit to get into. And in fairness, he started a little bit of a run with the game, I think, Wolves a couple of weeks ago. And it's just nice to continue it. If it's a striker, you just want to keep scoring goals. So it'll do him mentally the world of good.
And goals from set pieces, and we know what a premium you put on those.
Yeah, it's something that we are still constantly working on. And obviously, Wardy's delivery was excellent. He definitely brings us something that's a little bit different. So, at the end of the day, the second goal was important, no matter how it came. And like I say, an excellent delivery, and fair play to Collo for gambling.
And Tyrese John-Jules did what he did last week again.
Yeah, I have to be honest. I, as soon as it fell to him, I was thinking there's no way he's missing here because we see him in training every day. So, again, for his mindset and his mentality, keep on the goal trail, keep scoring, keep his confidence high, keep getting the minutes in. Be patient with him because it's still a long way to go, been out for a long time, and we'll just keep trying to build him up.
How exciting is it to see that from him, though, given how long he's been out for? I guess you knew you had this ability when you brought him in.
Yeah, and we had glimpses of it for the first couple of weeks, unfortunately, until the injury. And then we see it in training when we can really push him. But, there's even days in training we can't push him too hard. When you see him and we do the finishing, you know, he's excellent off both feet. And he's just calm and he just knows what he's going to do. So, like I say, we have to be patient with him and not put too many expectations on him, but he definitely brings us something that we've probably not had.
A couple of the youngsters get some minutes as well. Was that always the plan?
It was. Again, going back to what I said earlier, ideally that second and third goal would have come a little bit earlier. We could have got on more minutes. This competition's been fairly synonymous in terms of younger players getting minutes, and We wanted to get more, if I'm being brutally honest, but, you know, we also want to win the game. And that's no disrespect to the fact of the youngsters aren't, you know, we just don't want to put them under that kind of pressure sometimes. Sometimes you've just got to get them minutes when almost the game's over and let them enjoy it without any kind of pressure. So in an ideal world, a bit more, but, for young Tony and Bayo, good minutes for them. And we shared the minutes around with the first team as well.
Richie Bock are there. Good night all round for Derby. The goals are the bigger moments, Sean, obviously. And I remember talking earlier in the season about, you know, the big moments maybe not going Derby's way in the respective penalty areas. I mean, they did tonight with the Vickers saves and the Jack Marriott miss in particular. But James Collins took his chances for Derby, and was that ultimately the difference for you?
It was those moments. You call upon your goalkeeper when you need him, and I thought that moment was huge because they got in each other's way, and the players, and I think it was Marriott and the left back, kind of got in each other's way, and Vickers came out, made the block, made the save, and that was a key moment because at that point it was 1-0, and then it fell to Marriott, the best chance for Fleetwood to get on level terms, and he missed it, and those are the key moments. And like you said, early in the season, those moments maybe weren't going for us. I remember the manager bemoaning some opportunities, how it sways one side to another for two different teams, depending on the luck and how the ball drops. You kind of, when you're in a winning mentality and when you're constantly winning games of football, however it comes, whether you dominate, whether you just kind of manage to hang on for a 1-0, however it comes, it seems to fall in your favour more often than not. And I'll be honest, those key moments were moments for Fleetwood, but in general, Derby dominated. And they could have scored more goals. The only thing in the first 45 was not being more clinical, not creating more clear-cut chances. Had them in the second half, and they took a couple of those as well.
Five goals for James Collins in his last two games in this competition. A few detractors after the hat-trick against Wolves, because it was Wolves under 21s and people knocked the standard and... OK, fair enough. But you can't really do the same tonight, given Fleetwood are a League One opposition and played a strong team. Yes, I know they're struggling, but they're still League One opposition, and he finds more goals this evening.
Yeah, well, no-one else scored three goals against Wolves 21s. It's whoever you come up against, it's a tough ask at this level, whether they're younger players, whether they're experienced players, whether you're playing a team full of confidence, lacking confidence, scoring a goal is an art. And James Collins has done it throughout his career. The only time we should question him is when he's not scoring it. And he hasn't done that over a regular basis since he's been at Derby. He's been pretty consistent. We probably expected a little bit too much from him at the start, and we're starting to see why he's so valuable and why he's so important to not only a squad, but a starting 11. Those little moments where you have a knack of scoring. The first one was being in a brilliant position, and the finish was excellent. The second one, just reacting to the ball from Ward. So I'm delighted for him. Having a player that scores goals constantly gives you a little sense of relief defensively as well, because you think that someone will get you a goal, and the likes of Colo, he's definitely doing that at the moment. So there were four or five standout performers. I thought Max Bird once again was outstanding. It's probably the best I am seeing him in a Derbyshire. I think he's got the all-round package physically, technically, tactically, and the little detail he's got in the final third is something beyond everyone else.
Just one final point on Colo. On the 12 goals for the season now, you would expect him to hit 20, given where he's at this stage of the season. I mean, if Derby have a 20-goal-a-season striker, as they did last season with David McGoldrick, you would expect them to have a good season.
Yeah, I think any team that has 20 goals a season in one centre-forward has a chance. We talked about missing David McGoldrick. You were never replacing him. I don't think James Collins getting 20, 25 goals this season replaces the David McGoldrick as a player, as an individual. But what you've got now is Collo that's leading the line, constantly working hard, doing his bit for the team, getting in goal-scoring opportunities, which he had. He had an opportunity to get two or three today on top of that. But you've got a different type of player with the likes of John Jules, with Mendes Lang when he goes up front, with Waghorn. You've got a variety of different players that can get goals with the type of players we've got in the wide positions. Wilson, Ward, Barkays and Mendes Lang. There's so many players that can create different opportunities. So it's looking exciting. We're reaping the rewards at the moment because we're scoring goals and we're winning games, and that's what it's all about.
And what about Tyrese John-Jules? First goal for the club last weekend at Port Vale with his first touch on the night. He'd not been on the pitch very long tonight when he scored either, and took it fantastically well again.
He did, and you hear in the comments from Richie Barker, who was a goal scorer himself, scored a lot of goals throughout the divisions, saying how naturally he is in front of goal, John-Jules, and that is something unique. And you can see with the finish that there was an opportunity to play to Western. I had no thought, an idea of playing it to anyone, because as soon as he sets his sights, how many times would you see someone going to the far corner because they see a gap, they see that little space ahead of him, and he actually switches it and goes to the near post where the keeper couldn't get down quick enough. And that's an art and it's a skill. He says he can do it off both feet, and they're protecting him. And at the moment, I'm happy him coming and being an impact player, because two games, two goals, I think it was probably two touches as well for those goals. Exactly what you need. Competition for places, starting games, off the bench. It's great to see him fit, and hopefully that continues.
Yeah, so many positives for Derby tonight, including having Joe Ward back in the starting lineup for the first time since mid-August. Here he is.
It's been a while since I've got that much minutes into my legs. But yes, it's a great feeling to get a win. You know, we had to put on a good performance, professional performance, and hopefully we did that.
Scored at the right times?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It was. I think they were good goals, we worked the ball well. There were some good finishes and good goals, like I say. So, yeah, it was a good win.
And you've got a striker in James Collins. He seems to really be enjoying this competition at the moment.
Yeah. He's been flying, to be fair, this competition and in the league. So it's great to have your strikers flying. You know, as a wide man or a fullback, what delivering the balls, you know they're going to be in the end of it. So yeah, it was good. Good to get the deliveries in, because you know he's going to be there and score goals.
Yeah, we saw the Ward Collins combination quite a few times in pre-season. Nice to see it out there tonight.
Yeah, it was good. It was good to get that back. Like I say, you know he's going to be in the position, so you just got to get the delivery right and he'll get on the end of it.
Your first start for a while, since mid-August, I think. Do you almost see this as the end of the injury journey for you, hopefully?
Hopefully, touch wood. It's frustrating to be injured for a little while and then come back and then get something little. But yeah, it's hopefully on the no more injuries can stay fit and start to fly.
And you're on such a good run at the moment. Important to keep that going with tonight's win.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we just got to keep winning, keep the momentum, because it's massive. It builds confidence with everyone. Everyone's feeling good, and it's a good buzz around the group, and then it'll just push us on.
On the tonight.
That's Joe Ward speaking after tonight's game. So Derby through to the last 16 of the EFL Trophy. The draw is on Friday. The teams that Derby can face, by the way, this is regionalised up until the final, in fact. Blackpool have gone through tonight. Doncaster have as well. Bradford, Bolton through. Burton through as well. They beat Wrexham in maybe a bit of a surprise down at the racecourse ground. Accrington, Lincoln postponed. Lincoln, of course, came through the group with Derby. Wigan face Stockport tomorrow. But the draw is on Friday. You'll get details of it, of course, on the website dcfc.co.uk. That's where you'll get more reaction to tonight's game as well, if you want it. That's all from us for now. Don't forget, this programme is now available as a podcast as well. Search for the official Derby County podcast wherever you get yours, and you'll be able to subscribe. From the inbox and the team, goodbye for now.